It's the task we've been given, and it's what we must ask of each of you. What exactly is the Walt Disney Company up to? They seem to be promoting it every single way. Socialism, communism, and they're bringing it our way with Jimmy Kimmel, Rosie O'Donnell, Mark Ruffalo, Pedro Pascal, and now The View, outright saying, yeah, we're all about that socialism. We'll show you the video. You won't believe it. It's on the way right now. Sunny, Joy, Whoopi, and the rest. They're not the best at conveying the political message, and they're definitely not the best at understanding reality itself. Yet Disney has decided, determined, that they are going to be the ones to carry the water, along with Jimmy Kimmel and other abrasive individuals. Now we're asking, who exactly is it at Disney that wants to destroy the company? Click the like button, and we'll dive in. Now it's about time somebody asked, what is the Walt Disney Company up to exactly? They have Jimmy Kimmel being replaced by Rosie O'Donnell over the summer. They've got Mark Ruffalo and El Gato and Spider-Man and all this stuff. They loved Pedro. What is Disney doing? Well, we think we know, and we think we can figure it out because of The View off of thatparkplace.com. Marvin Montanaro, the author, here. It says, The View defends socialism in America on Disney TV, calls it a political force to be reckoned with. Well, I tell you, this was not on my bingo card. They just had on J.D. Vance, and so I thought, well, maybe at long last, the ladies of The View are going to be forced to moderate and move back to the middle, the sensible center. But nay, now they're happy in New York City. This is practically Disney because these people are paid by Disney. It's Disney's daytime talk show. And they're out there talking about how happy they are with democratic socialism, which I would say is actually pretty darn close to communism. Begs the question, what would Uncle Walt think about this, knowing that his company is promoting this kind of stuff? Here's the first clip.
And they're not afraid of the term democratic socialism. If I fall down, I want an ambulance. If my house is on fire...
Because that's definitely...
That's not socialism.
This crap. I can't stand when they do this because... Here's why I can't stand it. Because it purports that the people watching The View are so stupid that they can't figure that out. And within seconds... My brain fires enough electrical circuits to say, stupid! This is so stupid! People, I know we're not this dumb. Communism doesn't mean you get an ambulance.
I think she's that dumb.
Well, possibly.
I think she actually believes what she's saying.
Possibly. Marv, your thoughts on the View and the ladies of The View defending communism, socialism, then we'll play the rest of the clip. So,
you know what? I will be fair. One of them actually does push back against it. Anna Faragher Griffith pushes back, and we have that clip in there as well. But The View is completely out of control. They have become such a political echo chamber that they will defend literally anything. One of my first big stories that I covered on The View was they had Anthony Weiner on. Yes, that Anthony Weiner, who was jailed for sending inappropriate materials to a minor. And they had him on, and they praised him, and they smiled at him, and they talked about what a great politician he is, all because he said Orange Man bad. At this point, they will go for literally anything as long as it's against the right.
The problem is it's Disney, Marvin. I don't care what Joy Behar thinks. I don't care what Sonny Poston thinks. Mm-hmm. But they are speaking on behalf of the corporation which employs them and puts them on the air. They are Disney peeps.
Fire, yes. Bring your hose. You know what I mean? Yeah. We are looking. I want...
The SEALs are clapping now for communism in NYC.
Yeah, it's so funny because it is communism. They're just trying to use less charged words to get people to unwittingly, you know, agree to it.
Right, democratic socialism. This is just communism.
And one of the main things you're going to see that they try to say here is they're trying to destigmatize the word socialism. Because they claim that the Republicans are trying to make that a bad word. And I'm like, it is a bad word.
I'm not scared of the term. I think they're scared of the term in this country, but Social Security is a democratic socialism.
Oh my gosh, are we seriously, if it has the word social in it, we're going to say that's socialism?
Yeah, social media is also socialism. I don't know how to do that, bro.
Oh my gosh, well, your social clubs in the evening, that definitely is socialism now.
Big time.
Partly unemployment insurance is. The people who pick up your garbage, the people who...
I went to an ice cream social down at the community center, and it was great socialism. They even gave me some hot fudge.
This is so stupid. I can't hardly handle it. I mean, picking up the garbage, the local utilities are socialism.
Who takes a fire out of the house? All of these things are democratic socialism. And there's a major reaction formation going on right now. If you see that we'll see soon. We're talking about it later, about Republican senators are turning, congressmen are turning on Trump. And people have had it with this right wing.
Well, let's go to communism then, eh? Orange man's bad. Vera, take it away.
This is so stupid. My God. I mean, that's basically the TLDR.
Gosh. I can't believe Disney puts this on there.
It's a news show, just so you know. It's a new
bona fide news.
Right. Fighting the FCC so they can keep. Christian, The Price is Right quadruples the ratings of this show. Why doesn't Disney just put out a stupid game show in the middle of the day and call it and say, we don't want to fight over this crap?
Because they want that messaging. It's the same reason why. Listen, do you think that if The Late Show is losing $40 million a year, do you think that Jimmy Kimmel Live makes any money? I guarantee there's a
no.
That's a loss, too. They want that messaging out there. And the fact that The View, I mean, I've been covering The View for so long. And
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It keeps getting dumber. It just gets dumber. It's you think it can't get dumber. It can't get worse. It can't get more conspiratorial. Mm-hmm. It can't get more divorced from the facts. When, by the way, that's why they don't have any right-leaning guests on ever. J.D. Vance was a rare exception. I'm not going to do that again.
And he controlled the whole thing.
Well, yeah, he came off looking amazing. And Christian, you know, and Joy Behar fell in love with him on the air. Christian, I feel your pain because I also have to cover The View. I have to watch more of The View than anyone in our organization.
So two comments back on that, Christian. One is, the level of discourse here is the kind that at a community college, you should get kicked out of the classroom for saying this stuff. They're like, they should just say, you're not ready for this. You need to go back and take high school level classes, like maybe middle school. This is so stupid. But also, Christian, I want to know from you. So you say that Disney wants this message out. Now, I know that Disney is many different parts and many different people. And what we've heard and we believe is that there are Wall Street execs at Disney right now trying to help this company get back on track. Maybe Josh D'Amaro is part of that. This is all under Dana Walden. Is that where this is coming from Kamala Harris's bestie, Dana Walden? Like, why would they want this, Christian? This is not economically beneficial to them.
You know, I don't think this show costs an arm and a leg. Whereas like The Late Show, Kimmel, Saturday Night Live, I'd like to kind of look at the books on that show because that show probably costs quite a bit, the production values, things like that. So I think this show gets enough ratings where it's not a pain point for ABC. But the bottom line is you have to have some adults in the room. You've got to have someone who say, watch the programming and say, wait a minute, that's completely absurd. That's just unhinged. And we're going to have to talk to the coast and say, you can't share these kind of opinions without any basis in reality, without any facts. That never happens. And that's why it keeps drifting crazier and crazier. I mean, you could argue that right now that to watch it is almost entertaining because how bad will it be today? How disengaged from reality will the show become? That's all it is right
it's now. It's the honey boo-boo of daily commentary.
Yeah, it's really stunning. And, you know, someone like a Whoopi Goldberg who will say something maybe kind of based in common sense once every week. Sonny Hostin's a lawyer. They're not technically dumb, but everything they say is stupid, not just because I disagree with it. I mean, listen, Whoopi Goldberg has said on the show that the Trump administration wants to ban or, separate interracial marriages.
Yeah.
The fact that J.D. Vance is married to a woman of color. Yeah, I mean, that's how bad we are.
She also said, Christian, that black Americans have it worse than the people of Iran. Had to cover that one. And Sonny Hostin spread outright misinformation about the
Carmelo
trial case with Mr. Anthony, we can't really say his name on YouTube, but she spread blatant misinformation. The View got community notice. The bona fide news show
right
got community noted on X.
Here's more from The View.
I disagree with that. You know, I think that New York is the nation's cultural and political capital, and that's just a fact. And I think the Democratic Socialists of America is a force to be reckoned with at this point.
Yes,
I really do believe that. You mentioned these other candidates that won, but you didn't mention Brad Lander, who ran on basically a Democratic Socialist platform. He ran on building more affordable housing, protecting reproductive rights, the fight to protect and stand up for the LGBTQ plus community, Medicare for all.
Who did regulate, he unseat, though?
Advocate for people having jobs that pay more so they can buy houses. rather than the government giving them houses that will never be great because the government never gives you great things. Because then you don't need the government anymore. This is so, it's just asinine to me.
I have to give it to Anna, though. Anna pushes back on all of it. If you play, there's a clip below that, Pro, where Anna actually makes really good points. And she points back. She's like, you are allowing, she even calls it out. She says, this is left-wing extremism. And you are allowing this to take over your party. And that is a slippery slope. It will never hit on a national level. Because the second South Americans and Cubans hear the word socialism, they're off in the other direction. That's why a socialist candidate for president will never win Florida.
Yeah, right. And I mean, I completely agree with everything that you guys are saying. But what really drives me nuts here is that it's basically buzzword, buzzword, buzzword. We need to throw out as many terms as possible. Like, these women are just going by the Hegelian dialectic, and they don't even know what that is. They also want people to believe that, you know, cultural Marxism, for example, is a right-wing conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's completely real. And for anybody who doesn't know, this is all stuff that Thomas Sowell had hit against, and he go and read his work. It's absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely. Thomas Sowell, big fan.
Austin's reading from a prepared sheet of all these lofty goals. Well, we all want some of those lofty goals, you know, better health care and things like that. But that means nothing. I mean, it's what are your policies to make that possible? And if those policies have failed again and again and again across the globe, why would you think they'd be different now?
Right, right. And the other thing, too, about this is in their conquest to destroy the Orange Man, which has failed, they have allowed themselves to believe in things that we all know simply cannot be true. The government cannot be everything. You have to go make things. We have to go make things. You can't sit at, everybody can't sit at home and get government housing and free air conditioning and Obama phones and all this stuff. Like, and the fact that Disney does this with Kimmel and with the Ladies of the View, and now with Rosie bringing her on, and you got Mark Ruffalo every single day, and it was Pedro. Like, what is happening? This company actually is supposed to be a profit-seeking corporation, but the people who speak on their behalf are anti-meritocracy, anti-capitalist, anti-success. And I'll guarantee you that Sunny Hostin is not about to go to the custodian behind her and say, I believe in socialism, I believe in communism, so I'm going to give you my salary and I'm going to take yours. It's never going to happen. So they're hypocrites on top of all of it. Anyway, that's what I think.
Yep, you're right. And, you know, Anna Farrah Griffith, she says dumb things every once in a while, but she at least called it out that, like, no, guys, this is left-wing extremism. This is a slippery slope. And, you know, for years, the Republicans have been calling the Democrats socialists, and the Democrats have been saying they're not socialists. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has said repeatedly, we are not socialists, we're capitalists. We are now at a point where they are just openly being like, we are socialists.
We are socialists. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Parting is such sweet sorrow, ladies and gentlemen. It's only made sweet because there's more content on the way. We never stop. It drives the Holly Weirds mad. But we've got decades left in the can, and we keep going and going and going. Oh, wait. Are we showing our cards? That's right. We'll never stop going near and far and sending out the content you love. Folks, you can help us continue to do just that. Smash that like button. Drop a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts. And until the next time, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, keep having fun.